Chapter 25, 1780 to 1786, The Road to Annapolis. The new country was experiencing the inadequacy of being ruled by the Articles of Confederation, which had been unofficially used since November 15, 1777. Full ratification of the Articles didn't take place until March 1, 1781, over 3 years later. The document's shortcomings were exposing themselves in issues such as the unstable economy and the ineffectiveness of a government run exclusively by a unicameral Congress that had little jurisdiction. With each state maintaining its total sovereignty, it was difficult for the states to agree on anything. None wanted to give up much, if any, authority for the benefit of the Union. The period saw an increase in the frequency of conventions as Americans struggled to find solutions to dysfunctional national governance. Calls for change became more frequent. The call for increasing Congress authority had been raised at the 1780 convention in Hartford and again by the New York legislature. Sequences of events leading to Annapolis. At the 1780 Hartford convention, the New York commissioners had been authorized by their state to promote a grant of greater power to Congress to do something bolder than just propose a solution. Price and labor instability, a lack of soldiers, arms, ammunition, and supplies for the war effort, the non-homogeneous and various currency types and values, British trade rules, all this contributed to the young country's obstacles in learning to walk. On July 21, 1782, the New York legislature suggested another convention to amend the articles, stating, quote, "It appears to this legislature that the foregoing important ends can never be obtained by partial deliberations of the states separately, but that it is essential to the common welfare that there should be as soon as possible a conference of the whole on the subject, and that it would be advisable for this purpose to propose to Congress to recommend and to each state to adopt the measure of assembling a general convention of the states specifically authorized to revise and amend the Confederation, reserving a right to the respective legislatures to ratify their determinations." On February 13, 1783, the Massachusetts legislature called a more modest convention to discuss economics with New York and the New England states to be held at Hartford, Connecticut, stating, quote, "to confer on the necessity of adopting within said states, for their respective uses, such general and uniform system of taxation by impost and excise as may be thought advantageous to the said states, which system being agreed on by the majority of the delegates so convened shall be recommended to the legislatures of the said states." End quote. John Hancock, now occupying the newly created office of governor in Massachusetts, 1780-85, extended the formal invitation to the other states on February 28, 1783. The Massachusetts call was extraordinary, for the suggestion that delegates vote as individuals rather than as states, none of the other calls had attempted to specify voting rules for a proposed convention, and all previous multi-government gatherings apparently had operated on a one-state, one-vote principle. This may explain the subsequent response. Although in recess of the legislatures, the Governor and Council of Safety of Connecticut appointed three commissioners, New Hampshire and Rhode Island simply refused to do so. Massachusetts rescinded the call the following month. The one-state, one-vote protocol has remained the preferred method of state suffrage. On May 31, 1785, undaunted, the new governor of Massachusetts, James Bowdoin, addressed the state's lawmakers, urging them to promote a, quote, convention or congress of, quote, special delegates from the states, end quote, to amend the Articles of Confederation and grant the Confederation Congress more authority. The legislature responded on July 1st by adopting the New York formula in a resolution asking Congress for a general convention to revise the Articles. Quote, resolve recommending a convention of delegates from all the states for the purpose mentioned, as the prosperity and happiness of a nation cannot be secured without a due proportion of power lodged in the hands of the supreme rulers of the state, the present embarrassed situation of our public affairs must lead the mind of the most inattentive observer to realize the necessity of a revision of the powers vested in the Congress of the United States by the Articles of Confederation. Therefore, resolved that it is the opinion of this court or legislature that the present powers of the Congress of the United States, as contained in the Articles of Confederation, are not fully adequate to the great purpose they were originally designed to effect. Resolved that it is the opinion of this court or legislature that it is highly expedient, if not indispensably necessary, that there should be a convention of delegates from all the states in the Union at some convenient place, as soon as may be, for the sole purpose of revising the Confederation and reporting to Congress how far it may be necessary to alter or enlarge the same. In its accompanying circular letter to the other states, the legislature designated this action as, quote, making application to the United States in Congress assembled, end quote. This pre-constitutional use of the word application is almost identical to the use of the word in Article 5. Previous discourse sometimes referred to the call as an application. In addition to its application and circular letter, the Massachusetts legislature issued a letter to the President of Congress. This asked Congress, quote, to recommend a convention of the states at some convenient place on an early day so that the evils so severely experienced from the want of adequate powers to the federal government may find a remedy as soon as possible. The legislature issued formal instructions to Massachusetts congressional delegates to promote the application. Yet the Confederation Congress failed to act. There was no executive office of president or judiciary until after the ratification of the Constitution in 1789, leaving only Congress to run a country full of unruly states. While New York and Massachusetts were promoting a general convention, Pennsylvania decided to seek another regional one. Pennsylvanians wished to improve the navigability of the Susquehanna and Schuylkill Rivers, and Marylanders wished to improve the navigability of the Susquehanna. It was referred to as the Navigation Convention and never came to fruition. One reason may have been that the call was radically defective in that it didn't include a date and location. Both contemporaneous accounts and subsequent generations sometimes mistook the Navigation Convention records for those pertaining to Annapolis. On January 24, 1786, the Virginia legislature adopted a resolution calling for a general convention of all states at Annapolis, Maryland.